WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. And that is Harry Styles, As It Was. It is now 8:45. You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. In the studio, Mayor Bob Menezza. You can now add actor to your resume.
Oh, well, good morning, Mary Ellen.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I mean, that the radio play we did, that was a lot of fun.
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
with
Christmas Carol. I've never done anything like that before.
Yeah.
I've never done theater, and they kind of invited me and said, hey, you want to try this? And, well, why not? So,
well, it was awesome. Central Park Players were part of it, and the Timberlake Guild as well, right?
Yeah, and those folks, you know, they're so good, and they work so hard. You know, I was the least qualified person there, but they accepted me, and they let me be part of it, and I really appreciated that.
I love it. It was fantastic. It sounded so good. You did such a good job, and I just wanted to tell you that we have submitted that radio play for a Michigan Association of Broadcasting award.
Well, I hope it does very well.
There you go.
Everybody deserves it.
There you go. And, you know, we won an award for It's a Wonderful Life that we did a couple of years ago with Central Park Players. So I just wanted to mention that you can add actor to your resume because you did a really good job. Everybody did a great job. Anna Wolfis, Darcy Beekman, everyone involved did just such an amazing job.
Well, you know, everybody had fun. Everybody liked each other.
Yeah.
And that makes a big
difference.
Well,
that helps, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I'll tell you, radio plays, though, back in the day, and that's exactly what you did. You guys were on stage as it was a live radio play. Very cool.
That's right. We had sound effects and everything.
I know. I love it. I love it. The sound effects were amazing. New Year's Eve was a big success here in the city of Grand Haven. I was in my pajamas by 7:30 that night, but I was happy to see that the ball drop was a big success.
Ball drop was a big success. Brad Boyink had made a new ball for us with like 1,700 LED lights on it. And
wow.
He had that. The BLP lowered it for us this year instead of using the fire truck, which was different, and it worked very, very well.
Awesome.
And the ball had, you know, it had images on it, had the numbers on it. When we did the countdown, you know, I just read off the numbers off the ball as it was coming down. That made it easy to keep track, and the crowd could see that.
Nice.
We had a good turnout. The weather wasn't terrible.
So you stayed up till midnight.
Well, yeah, I was there. I was
you were there. I stayed up till midnight, too. I was shocked.
But I was dressed.
I was in my pajamas and my fuzzy slippers. So we have the first meeting of 2025 with Grand Haven City Council, and I'll let you tell us what's on the agenda, and I'll let you go down the list and explain to the audience what you guys are going to do tonight.
All right. Well, we have several items on our agenda. It's a relatively lengthy agenda.
It is for
our first one of the year.
Yeah.
Usually those are a little bit shorter because coming out of the holidays, there's usually a little bit less that's really pressing, but there's a few things left over we had to take care of.
So okay.
We're going to hear a quickie presentation from Derek Gatos on public license recipients. What that is we had some of our folks at the water plant who got new public licenses.
Okay.
So we're going to recognize that.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So it's very good. We have highly certified people, excellent facility, and well-managed. And so when those folks get certifications and they get licenses, we like to recognize
sure.
them, make sure everybody's aware of it.
Okay.
And they deserve that because it's hard work. And then we got our consent agenda. There's a few things on there. Contract with service facility maintenance for custodial work, which was something we were going to adopt it last fall. We had to delay it while they worked out a few things.
Okay.
Change order for HDR because we're continuing the groundwater monitoring reporting. That's I think that's going to be with us for a long, long time.
And that's on Harbor Island, yep.
On Harbor Island. That's the mess on Harbor Island that we continue to monitor. Hopefully we'll come to a resolution.
I hope so.
Hopefully within the next few months. But
I'm hoping.
But it's literally going to be decades of work out there. It's
I know.
It's not a quick fix.
No.
So it's going to be with us for a long, long time. And then there's an item on here for a feasibility study for our water plant for expansion of the water storage and the backup generator.
Okay.
So that's just an engineering study. And then we'll have two public hearings.
Yeah, what's that all about?
So the first public hearing is about our joint recreation plan for Northwest Ottawa County.
Mm-hmm.
So we do this periodically. I don't know if it's on a 4 or 5 year rotation, but we go through and we summarize all the parks, the recreational assets that the five communities in Northwest Ottawa County have. We kind of pool our resources to have a summary report done. We adopt that, and then we use that report when we go after grants or any kind of help for our parks and recreation system.
Right.
and that supports any kind of request we have for grants.
Okay.
Plus, it gives the public a nice summary of what's here.
Yeah, it does.
We have a lot of facilities here, and they're very nice facilities, and they're quite a diversity. A lot of natural features, a lot of recreational opportunities. And so it's important for people to know that. And so it's also it's a good public relations tool for us.
Okay.
So if there's a public hearing, though, we have to adopt that, formally adopt it following a public hearing.
Right.
And so we don't typically get a lot of comment on that one, but if mm-hmm. people want to come and talk about a recreation plan, then that's a good opportunity.
Okay.
And then we're going to have an approval and adoption for the other public hearing is for a brownfield plan on Kooiman Street, which is south of Taylor on Kooiman, that little dead-end road down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's about a two-acre parcel. Yeah, about a two-acre parcel there that is going to get developed. It'll be similar to the man caves and storage units that are over on Verhook Street.
Okay.
Over near the old high school, where Lakeshore Middle School is. On the other side of the tracks, there's some new buildings there. It'll be similar to that. And so the same folks are developing that. Mike Wester and his team are working on that.
Okay.
They want to have brownfield consideration because it's there's some contaminated. There's about 2,600 cubic feet of contaminated soil to take out. And they have to put in a stormwater management system in there. And all those things are eligible expenses for brownfields. And so they're looking for tax reimbursement for that.
Okay.
That's fairly typical, and it's kind of one of those extra burdens that you get for trying to develop land within the city, old land or abandoned land, as opposed to going out of town and developing some rural site that's a greenfield. So brownfields take more work and more cost, and so sometimes they need extra tools to get them off the ground.
Gotcha.
So that'll be our second public hearing. Again, it's open to the public. People can come in and comment on it, or at least be aware of what's going on. So then we got the no to sign. We'll do our second vote on. We did our first vote at our last meeting.
What was the result of that vote?
That was a unanimous yes on that. We agreed that it should be the backlit illuminated sign made sense to us.
Okay.
Because it's not obtrusive. It's very good taste, very low key, and so we approved that on a unanimous vote. And so we'll have to do a second reading because when you do an ordinance amendment, you have to read it. You have to vote on it twice before mm-hmm. it's adopted.
Okay.
So then we've got some items of new business. We've got a zoning map amendment for 700 Washington is the brick building at the southeast corner of 7th and Washington.
Okay.
Big brick building. There used to be a grocery store years ago.
Really?
When we first moved to town, there was a grocery store there.
Wow.
It's an office building now. Health Hut is in there. Some other.
Oh, yeah.
The Tribune is in there.
Yeah. I just looked it up. I just Googled it. Yep.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so they... some years ago, we adopted a Centertown overlay, which...
What is that?
Centertown is part of the Neighborhood Mixed Use Zoning District, which is a large district which has land on both sides of the highway.
And sure.
It's largely residential with some commercial in it. But the Centertown buildings are older than that, and they didn't conform with the NMU standards, and so that made them nonconforming. So we adopted an overlay specifically for those buildings in Centertown that were nonconforming to make them conforming
mm-hmm.
so that they have opportunities for financing and for expansion and such.
Okay.
And so when we did that, this building wasn't included, probably because they didn't ask to be. But they want to be included now because they have some ideas for some expansion improvements to that facility or to that building.
Okay.
And so that's this is a zoning change to extend the Centertown overlay district to this corner.
Okay.
And so that one passed the Planning Commission unanimously.
Which I think it would, yep.
Yeah,
that
it would.
Makes sense, yeah.
It makes sense
yeah.
for some of those older districts and older buildings.
Yep.
It's hard to tailor the zoning rules to it. Be an optimum for them. So you do the best you can, then sometimes you put an overlay and that helps.
Okay.
So that's that one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a public safety garage design build contract. We're going, because we have sold the annex building of the old fire barn.
That's right.
Which included the public safety garage. They're going to build condos on top of that.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to build condominiums, but that's like their phase two. Right now they've gone through the old fire barn, done a nice job of renovation. And they're working on trying to make that historically accurate and turn it into a office building. Capstone is doing this job. And they also bought the old public safety garage, so now we need to replace that square footage with another building, a simpler building, but it'll be across Columbus Street. And so we're entertaining a design-build contract for that, and that's going to be ordered to Lakewood Construction out of Holland.
Nice.
And so they will that will replace basically the usage that we had at... at the old fire barn.
Okay.
So anyway, so this will be for the design phase of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll award the contract for that. And then we've got another zoning issue, which is sensitive overlay district designation for land, which is just south of the Salvation Army building. In fact, is owned by the Salvation Army. It's the interior of a large block that's between DeSpelder Ferry and Fulton.
Yes.
And has frontage on Fulton. And that's a low place that's always wet in there, and it was designated as a wetland under our sensitive areas ordinance.
Okay.
Well, in our zoning ordinance, we have a chapter for sensitive areas, which are small areas which are not regulated by Eagle or by EPA,
because
they're either too small, too far from waterways or such. They're still part of this big mosaic of what's important in the city for ecological features. So it supports some of the ecological health, you know, the places for plants and animals and birds and insects, you know, to thrive, so that we still have a healthy ecosystem within town, even though most of the city is developed and developed for human use. So there's patches of land that were in the 90s that were designated as still having ecological value. So they've been designated as sensitive areas. This one happens to have been designated as a wetland.
Okay.
Well, now the Salvation Army would like to use that land to put up some housing. And so they need to have this sensitive area voided so that they can build on it.
Okay, good.
And so they went through, and the zoning ordinance requires that if you want to do that, you have to do an environmental survey and determine exactly what the quality of that sensitive area is. And they did. They came back and said it's of low quality, that isn't really serving a valid ecological purpose, and they would like that designation removed, so that they can do something else with the land.
Good.
In order to do that, you know, it's a zoning change. So it's a zoning ordinance amendment. So that's before us. It passed the Planning Commission unanimously.
Okay.
They were satisfied with the environmental survey. And this doesn't necessarily include a specific use, because when you rezone, the land is good for any use that's available within that zoning district. No matter what you say you want to use it for, if that doesn't work out, you can use it for anything else in the district.
Okay.
So you have to think about zoning, rezonings that way, that It isn't just the proposal that's in front of you. It could be any number of things when you do a rezone. So it'll make that land available for other uses.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that.
And so I always have mixed feelings about taking a sensitive area out of the system, because it's not doing nothing, but it's valuable in some manner, but they say this one is relatively low quality.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's on our agenda.
Okay. This is interesting. I was on vacation in, between Christmas and New Year's, and I didn't do anything. I didn't read any news. I didn't watch any news. And I know that the period to send your comments is now closed, but can you talk a little bit about Grand Haven Charter Township, Village of Spring Lake, Spring Lake Township, City of Ferrisburg, and the joint five-year parks and rec plan? You wanted the public to weigh in, which I thought was really cool, and they had until January 3rd to weigh in on all of this. When will we get an update on that? Do you know?
Well, that's what the first public hearing is about on our agenda tonight.
Okay.
That is that plan.
Got it.
And so the entire plan is attached to our agenda. So if you look on our website, you go down to agendas and pull up tonight's agenda, the entire plan is there. It's like 100 and some pages long.
Wow.
But it's got detail on every park and every recreational facility in the five units of government.
Okay.
And so, like I said, the plan itself is subject to this public hearing so that we can adopt it.
Right.
And make use of the plan and seeking grants and for PR purposes and for the education of the public. But there's a lot of detail there, and there's really a tremendous amount of facilities available to the public.
Oh, you're not kidding.
And so we're really a very rich area in that respect. So this is a great place to be and to enjoy outdoor recreation. It's largely outdoor recreation or just natural areas. And so those are all spelled out in there. And it's there again, as a public hearing, we would take input from the public on it. But just to be educated about what's in it, it's worth taking a look at that. If you're interested in a particular municipality, you can see what's available in each one, because they're broken out separately. And that's what that whole item is about.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I mean, it's not like anybody can say, well, I don't know what's going on with the area parks here in the Tri-Cities. It's all right there. So there'll be a nice presentation on that.
It's nicely, awesome. nicely summarized. So it's all in one place.
Happy to hear that. How, just real quickly, things are going well with the Department of Public Safety and all of that as well.
Yeah, everything is going well. We're working on the HVAC system for over there because it was totally non-functional.
I know.
All summer long, they had temporary air conditioners set up with with basically ducks sticking out the windows.
I know.
Trying to bring air in. Oy. Now they've got temporary heaters in there to try to keep them from freezing. But
I tell you.
It's not the most comfortable place, but we're in the works.
Well, good to hear.